Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is, truly is, moving by the Holy Spirit. One thing I want you to know, God is with you. No matter what you go through, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, the Lord is with you. We can benefit from His presence by taking Him at His word. One of the Lord's greatest desires is that we take Him at His word. When we take Him at His word, it changes everything. He can't just interfere with what's going on in your life, good or bad, unless you believe Him for it. There are times as we are His creation, and there are times He will order our steps. And that's a blessing. Every time the Lord has ordered my steps, I thanked Him for it. There were times as a child I could have gotten in a lot of trouble, but the Lord ordered my steps. But I had parents that were praying for me. The Lord is with your people. All of the young children under your authority, you have a living right to pray for their safety. You have a right to pray for whatever they need, their protection. You have authority over Satan to stop his works against their lives. When you see the wrong crowd trying to come into your children's lives, you can command Satan to fall back. The Lord is with us. It doesn't always feel like He's with us, but every moment of the day He is with you. The Word of God says that He's with us, especially when we're with Him. Now, to those that just turn their back on the Lord is right there with you, but it doesn't do you any good because you won't believe Him. And the ministry of angels is there to help you, but it doesn't do you any good if you don't believe Him, if you don't take God at His word. I always tell my children, my friend, everybody I minister to, you can't just trust the good things of God's word. You have to trust the warning of His word. And whatever He says is dangerous, you have to trust that it is dangerous. And you have to take Him at His word. Now, we're going to pick up what we left off yesterday. The Lord is good, folks, and He is wonderful. And it's my top desire that everybody gets to know Him for who He is, not for what Satan says He is, not for what the world describes Him as, and not what people think He is, but God is good. And the Word explains who He is. And as we take Him at His word, we will find out that He was always by our side. He was always right there with us. Now, we're dealing with end times. But in this segment of the end times teaching, we're dealing with the shell game. And we studied two broadcasts ago. We talked about how we showed how the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And we read down to the part where He talked to the serpent and said, "The seed of woman will bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel." And He was talking to the serpent, but He was talking to Satan more than He was talking to that serpent. Satan is the serpent. That was an animal, the serpent, that He was talking to, but He was indirectly talking to Satan. And Satan's been trying to destroy the seed of woman ever since the Lord said that. But he did not know who the seed of woman was. He thought it was Abel. He thought it was Abraham. He thought it was Isaac. He didn't know which one of Abraham's descendants would be the seed of woman. And he's trying to figure it out. And at this point, Joseph had two dreams. And in his two dreams, he had authority over his father's house. They saw the sheaves of his father and mother and his 11 brothers bowing to his sheaf. Then they saw the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowing to him, to his star, showing that he had authority over them. And his brothers got jealous, but his father, Jacob, held it. He just pondered it in his heart. He thought about it. He didn't forget it. And then we got to the part, they were so jealous, they sold him to the Ishmaelites, who sold him to the Egyptians. He ended up living in Potiphar's house. At the point we made it to, Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him, and he wouldn't yield to Satan's temptation. And there was a temptation to him, but he didn't yield to it. And she lied on him, and he ended up in jail. So we're going to begin at chapter 40. We covered chapter 38 and 39 last broadcast, and now we're picking up on chapter 40. Now, these broadcasts, they're 15 minutes on the radio, but they're almost 30 minutes on the website, newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Let everybody you know about it, because God is mightily moving by his Spirit. Now, verse 40, Joseph is in jail, but the Lord was with him, according to verse 21, chapter 39, verse 21. Let's just look at that. But the Lord was with him. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Bad things will happen because you're in a negative world and people are influenced negatively, and they will not treat you like you want to be treated all the time. But in case, when this happens to you, and it probably will, hopefully not, but it may, the Lord will be with you, and he'll help you do what's right in spite of what's wrong. Now, remember, Joseph was in prison. Verse 22, and it said, the Lord was with Joseph, showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. It didn't say the Lord got him out of prison right so fast. He was in prison for years. And the keeper of the prison, he had favor in his sight. Verse 22, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Now, a lot of people don't know this about the Lord. If you have a job you really don't want, and you started at a job in entry level, you were trained to do more than that, they didn't put you in the job you qualify for yet, and you have a choice to make. You can speak negatively, you can complain, or you can work as unto God and do the very best you can with the position that you already have. The Lord is with you. Now, the Holy Spirit will give you wisdom in what to do and how to do what you need to do. And once he revealed to you the greater options that you have, it's up to you to walk in that door. Now, it's not his will for you to complain and backbite and talk about people and sow discord, because that's just not how God is. God gives rain to the just and the unjust. He does good to everybody. He's not like Santa Claus. The fictional character Santa Claus gives toys to the good children, and he puts ashes in the eyes of the bad children. But God gives everybody good things. He has mercy on people. Now, when you die, you can't go and you didn't get saved, you can't go to his kingdom. You'll be in a jurisdiction called hell, and you won't be able to get out. It's not God's will for you to go there, so he died for everybody. He didn't die just for the good people. He died for every breathing man and woman. So you need to be saved. It's through Jesus Christ. You can't get saved through other false gods. You will go to hell if you do that. False religions and the opinions of man don't count. But the blood of Jesus Christ already washed your sins away. And you just have to believe him. He did something good while you were wrong, while you were bad, while you were infected with sin. And we got to get saved. Every human got to get saved because we were born in sin. It wasn't our fault. But the Lord did something about it, and we have to believe on Jesus to receive salvation. Now, other than that, he does good to everybody. When you do good to people that's openly doing you wrong, you display the love and kindness of God. And that's exactly what Joseph was doing. He did right, even though he was done wrong. And to those of you who learn this lesson, and you do right by people who are openly doing you wrong, who are doing you wrong on purpose in front of everybody, if you can take the high road and do it God's way, the Lord will show you the option that you already have. And sometime the Holy Spirit may open another door for you to, when it's promotion time, he'll open a door for you and you can get a better job. And if you are on the job and they're not promoting you like you should, go before the Lord and see what your best option is. If he guides you to a better job immediately, fine, take that. But if he prompts you that he's going to bless you where you are, then work as unto God and don't complain and love everybody. You are promoted in him. God will promote you. Man may not. But greater doors will open if you can trust the words of the Lord at that time. Now Joseph took the high road. He worked as unto God. Verse 40 says, and it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief butlers and against the chief bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them. And he served them, and they continued the season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning, and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of the Lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said to him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, behold, the vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand. And I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and gave the cup to Pharaoh, into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation. Three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore you to your place. And you shall deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when you were his butler. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray you, to me, and make mention of me to Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. And when the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Pharaoh, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head, and the uppermost basket that was of all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh. And the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation. The three baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat the flesh from off thee. This is a word of knowledge. The Lord enabled Joseph to interpret these dreams, and a word of wisdom. Okay, verse 20. And it came to pass in the third day, that which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast to all the servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he gave the cup to Pharaoh's hand. And he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Now, people are not going to always do right by you, but the Lord will. And the Lord had a greater plan and purpose in store for Joseph. Joseph, the Lord gave him greater dreams. Verse 41. Now, you can study these chapters on your own. And it's a beautiful story. If you're going through something that should not happen, the Lord is with you. If you can be patient with the plan of God, you're going to see his handiwork in your life. In chapter 41, it says, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine and fat flesh, and they fed on the meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean flesh, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And all the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine did eat up the 7 well-favored fat kine. And the kine are cows. We're reading the King James Version. King James Version is full of old English. We don't call cows and bulls kine like they did then. So as I study this, I'm going to try my best to make known modern words, even though I'm reading old English. Okay, verse 4 again. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed cows did eat up the 7 well-favored cows and fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke. And he slept and dreamed the second time, and behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon the stalk, rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 thick, full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. So these two dreams were very real to him. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them to Pharaoh. Then spoke the chief butler to Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. Verse 12, and there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew servant of the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream, he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, it was so it was. Me he restored to mine office, and him he hanged. And Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his clothes and came in to Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou can understand a dream and interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 cows, fat-fleshed and well-favored, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, 7 other cows came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I never saw in the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and ill-favored cows did eat up the first 7 fat cows. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I woke, and I saw in my dream, and behold, 7 ears came up in one stalk, full and good. And behold, 7 ears withered thin and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the thin ears devoured the 7 good ears. And I told this to the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good cows are 7 years, and the 7 good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. The 7 thin and ill-favored cows that came up after them are 7 years, and the 7 empty years blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. So the 7 ears of corn that was blasted with the east wind, it shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh, what God is about to do when he showeth to Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled to Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the 5th part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh. And let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for the store to the land of Egypt, to the land against the 7 years of famine. Let me read that again. Verse 36. And the food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the ears of all his servants. Now this, my friend, is a word of wisdom. A word of knowledge is from the past. The Lord is telling you what happened. And then the interpretation is when he tell you what to do. That's a word of wisdom. Pharaoh didn't have to do it, but Pharaoh was absolutely a wise man. Let us be just as wise as he. Verse 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said to Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house according to thy word, shall all thy people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in the land of Egypt. He went from being in the prison, he went from being a slave in the prison to riding in the second chariot over all of Egypt except for Pharaoh. This is the handiwork of God. If Joseph would have complained and backbit and talked about people, I'm sure God would not have promoted him. But he heeded the words of his father. He listened to the good advice of Jacob, his father, the training that his father gave him. He didn't call his father a fool. He did not call his father a fool. He honored God. He honored his father and he honored God, no matter what happened to him. And to everyone that has a heart like that, you, my friend, will be promoted when others cannot be. Verse 45. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneah. So if you go in the history books and look up this word, you can see the daily news of Egypt at that time. But this is the name you'll have to use, Zaphnath-Paneah. And he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On. What? And he gave him to, wow, he gave him, let me read that again. And he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On. Wow, I never saw that before. He ended up marrying the daughter of Potiphar. Same man who had him arrested. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He was 17 when he was sold to the Ishmaelites. And now he's 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh. So you see how things can go. If you obey God, these are the kind of testimonies you'll end up with. Continuing. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in 7 plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities. The food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. Oh, we're out of time.